Back in studio, my man Tienus Jansen van Rensburger, band with blog.co.za. It's yet another Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile FM. Tienus, always good to see you, my friend.
You too.
Going, leaving Earth for a second. We know that they want to establish a base on the moon, potentially to have a station there to make Mars missions possible. That's as far as I understand. But a lot needs to happen. And you say they've managed to grow some greenery in moon soil.
That's right.
Righto.
It's super exciting. For the first time, they were able to actually grow plants that we could use for food and oxygen, obviously, in soil from the moon.
Okay. Now, you have to unpack this a little bit because, I mean, any gardener would know we need compost, we need a little bit of this and maybe some bark and moon soil. It doesn't really have much to offer, does it?
Yeah, and moon soil isn't particularly fertile. So it was quite a mission. It's interesting. So they had to use the material that came back from the moon. Obviously, they didn't grow it on the moon. Not yet. So on the Apollo 11, 12 and Apollo 17 missions, they brought back about 380 kilograms of moon rock and soil. So these scientists from the University of Florida, they had to apply to NASA. They had to beg them to give them some of this soil. So
just
they
a cubic meter, please.
Yeah. Well, they only got 12 grams.
Oh. Righto. Yeah, okay.
So they used this 12 grams of soil and they used small little pipettes as their pots, if you want to call it that. But they mix it with some minerals that we would naturally be able to mine there and then also bring from Earth. And then they were able to produce plants in these soils. And it's a great step for us, especially, as you say, if we want to establish a base there for future missions. But just scientifically speaking, it's a massive break.
Okay, but 12 grams.
12 grams, yes. It's very small plant still.
Look, that is fascinating. And I'm thinking about this because if you take a look at something that's 12 grams, it is really, you can't do much with it. So I'm hoping that NASA will kind of look at it and say like, okay, well, guys, you did something really cool. Maybe they'll give some more soil now for more future experiments. Because we can grow greenery using moon soil, can you imagine the far-reaching effects in terms of establishing a base?
Exactly. And then obviously with people wanting to go to Mars, that is going to be a great first step, right? And the first mission back to the moon is planned for 2025, so it's around the corner. And can you believe it's the first time we're going to go to the moon since 1972? It's been 50 years. And you know, if they can, either they bring back more soil with that first mission back in 2025, or NASA needs to obviously, invest in this. Because even if it's in a small environment, you know, a little greenhouse they built there, it could have massive implications.
I can't see why not. I mean, we've got a lot of technology and, you know, it's long enough since we can say been there, done that. You know, we should do it again. That's why we are going now. But it is. I mean, imagine just setting up a small little greenhouse. I mean, how much... It can't take that much space in a little shuttle going up there. I don't know. Fascinating stuff, though.
Yeah, no, definitely. We're very excited to see what happens with these moon missions.
Milis op iman, binnekort. We'll see. Tienus, thank you very much. Fascinating news, always. Thank you. Tech Talk Tuesday here on Smile 90.4 FM.